For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Those were the words of Moses as he led the nation of Israel in song and praise. God's people had just been set free from Egypt, and they stopped to praise and honor the Lord. In our Christian walk, look beyond our circumstances to praise our Savior for the many blessings bestowed upon our lives. Today we conclude Pastor Hollett's message taken from Exodus chapter 15, entitled, Praise for Deliverance.
Yes, I find them, they were gathering around, they were having them a time, they were singing and they were shouting, and by the way, it's a wonderful thing, but understand, it doesn't always, you'll not find, I believe, another celebration quite as dramatic as this in chapter 15. This is one of the most recorded passages of Scripture where God wanted us to see how rejoicing they were over what God had done to bring them to the other side. And I believe He put it in here for a reason. He wanted you and I to understand that we need to be appreciative of what God has done. I'll tell you today, when I think of 30 years of ministry here, just here, coming up, I think of 40 years of ministry, I'm overwhelmed. But when I think of 30 years ago, and some of you have been with us about that long, we go back and boy, talking about we shall remember. Boy, we got a lot to remember. But I tell you today, listen, we ought to be shouting to the rooftop and praising God and rejoicing over what God has done, because He is our God. And He's the Father of our God. And then second of all, we find that it was a song of great deliverance. It was a song of great deliverance. Notice, if you would, in verses 3 through 5, how did God deliver His people? First of all, God delivered them by His name. The Bible said that there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Listen to this one. He said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, does that mean everybody be saved? No. But I'm going to tell you, before this old world ends, every person is going to bow down and acknowledge His name. Look, if you would, in verses 3 through 5. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts He cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. The very name of God. You know, creation, we're in Genesis in Sunday school. And at the very voice of God, He created the universe. And boy, I tell you today, God, His very name carries a lot of power and a lot of punch to understand. Our God fights for us. The songwriter said, well, the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? The songwriter said, who is on the Lord's side? And I tell you today, I'm on the Lord's side, but it's He that fights for me. It's the Lord that goes against my enemies. I never was much of a fighter, and that's a good thing. And if I had been, I wouldn't have been very good at all. But I've learned in the Christian life, there's been a lot of battles that I've faced. But I tell you, I found out that the Lord is His name. And He goes before me, and He fights for me. And He conquers all opposition. Whether it be the Egyptians or whether it be the Amalekites, no matter who it is in the Bible, God was always there to deliver them from the opposition. And friend, if you're a child of God, listen to me this morning. God can and God will deliver you from the opposition that you face if you just trust His name. And I tell you, I believe we pray. We ought to pray in Jesus' name. I believe we ought to call His name. There's nothing. I like the songwriter, the Gaithers wrote. There's something about that name. And friend, at the name of Jesus, yes, men's knees will bow. At the name of Jesus, people have been healed. And at the name of Jesus, His word has gone forth. He triumphs and gains victory over the forces of evil upon us. Notice what he did in verse 4. He hurled Pharaoh's chariots and army into the sea. I don't know about you, but that's who I want on my side if I'm fighting. I didn't have to do it. He said, he hurled Pharaoh's chariots and army into the sea. He drowned all of the Egyptian army, including their choice soldiers and leaders, according to verse number 4. And he covered and sank them in the depths of the sea like a stone, according to verse 5. I've never seen a stone float, have you? And I tell you today, a stone was sunk to the bottom, and God said, I took care of them. I drowned them. I made sure they went to the bottom. I delivered you. I want you to notice something quite interesting here. There's a purpose and a reason for everything that we find in the Bible. But I want you to notice the emphasis that he puts upon the water, the Red Sea. And again, I know there's liberal theologians today that said, now this is literally not what happened. This is impossible. It could not have happened. But listen to what he says. He said, the army was cast into the sea. That's a big body of water. He said, the army was drowned in the Red Sea. He said, the army was covered by the depths. And the army sank to the bottom like a stone. The point taken is, it was not a shallow brook that they crossed over. For if it had been, he could have not have cast them into the sea. He could not have cast them to the bottom. And understand today that God delivers us in the time of our struggles, in the time of our tribulation, in the time of our trials. God is our deliverer. He's our fighter, if you will, and he will fight for us. In Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. In 2 Chronicles 32:8, with him is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. We find in Psalm 24:7-8, lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. In John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. In 1 Corinthians 15:24, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. I'm simply saying today, and I could give you some more, we serve a mighty God, and he fights our battles, and the way he defeated them was by his name. I tell you, at the name of Jesus, many things can take place. Second of all, God delivered his people by the right hand of his power. Look at verse 6. He said, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. We think about this. The right hand is a symbol of power. In reference to God, he has omnipotent power. In other words, he's all powerful. We think about that today. He's omnipotent, all powerful. He can do anything. And there's nothing too hard for God. Friend, if God could not have done what he said he would do, then he wouldn't have been God. But what made him God is he's able to do things that we are not able to do ourselves. We put our faith and trust in him. I want you to know God can do what he wills to do. He can reverse the laws of nature. And I know good and well some of you sitting there scratching your head and said, man, that's just impossible. But I want you to say the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot do, heal. I know today that there's nothing my God cannot do. He's able. He's able to do. And even though I don't understand how it happened, and I tell you, I don't guess I'd want to be that old, but it would have been interesting to have been there maybe. But my, what a sign of his power, of his right hand when he rolled it back. His majestic power. The Lord's right hand destroyed and dashed the Egyptians into pieces. When they started to go in the water, we know that Moses raised up his hand. And when the waters closed, he raised up his hand again. And God used his power to deliver and to save them from this evil, terrifying army that was after them. In 1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honor come of thee. And thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. In Job 42, verse 2, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholding from thee. In Psalm 115:3, be our God is in heavens. He hath done whatsoever he has pleased. I'm saying today, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Yes, he delivered them. He delivered them by the mighty hand of his right hand. But then thirdly, God delivered his people by the greatness of his majesty. Look at verse 7. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee, and sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Now Pharaoh and his army had risen up against God. And I tell you, he loves you, that he would never do anything to hurt you. We know that God would overthrow them in his majesty. The enemies of God, they may be set out to destroy him, but I want you to know, God will have the last say. I believe today God's will be done, and one day the world that says there is no God is going to be scratching their head and wondering what take place. But I tell you, God in his power and his majesty will rule and reign. He sent forth his wrath and he consumed them as stubble. He consumed them as if they were nothing. And he cast them deep into the depths of the sea. In 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. The Bible said in Job 37:22-23, with God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. And last one, Psalm 29, verse 4, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. For thus we find here that God delivered them by his majesty. But then in verse number 8, God delivered his people by their mighty control over the waters. Look at verse 8. And the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Notice, there's nobody in this world that could do that but God. We find that God had the control, and could I tell you something? God still has control of the water. And God still has control of the wind. And God still has control of the waves. In fact, God has control of all things in this life. And he can do as he pleases. He piled the waters up on their side. He stood the stormy surging waters upright. I'll be honest with you. Those children of Israel had to have a lot of faith. And the Egyptians, they just did it out of, well, I know why they did it, because the Bible said God caused them to think they could go after them. But it was faith to believe that God had control of the water, and he did. Not only that, but he congealed it, kind of like Jell-O, I guess. Maybe some of them might have went over in order to establish their faith. They might have went over and stuck the finger in it just to see. But the Bible said he congealed it, and it stood there on its side. God delivered them because he had control over the waters. Fifthly, God delivered his people by his glorious triumph over the bitter hatred of the enemy and over their pride and boasting.
If you have accepted Christ as your Savior, you too have experienced delivery from eternal damnation. God's deliverance is a tremendous work within our lives. Our daily walk should be a reflection of honor and praise to Him. This message and many more are available on our website free of charge at victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. Have you chosen deliverance?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard,
Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.